Kendall Emanuel and Jay Sean were in here earlier talking about the positive this program have done the past couple of years. Also, the positive energy Coach Jones shows off. And I'm curious as to what the level of angst is at what the program has not accomplished, namely getting to Atlanta in December.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you don't go to Atlanta, we have such high expectations for ourselves, not just from outside people. It's disappointing, but you can't look past, say what if. You got to look forward and you got to right those wrongs. So we've been working hard this offseason. Like them is saying, everything's been positive. So we're just going to go out July 30th when camp starts and try to, right our wrongs from last year.
Front row here, left side.
Yeah, Kendall, Dan Matthews from GridironNow.com. Does it personally hurt you when you hear that Coach might be on the hot seat this season?
Yeah, I think it's a little disrespectful for what, because I remember when I got here, I was 5-7. And I was redshirt. I was 5-7. Things were bad, And for us to win 3 straight bowl games, us being 9-4, like I said, we haven't won every game. And we go out there to win every game. But, he's changed his program so much, and he's done everything he's possibly been able to do to change, the culture at Tennessee, and he's done that. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit of disrespectful. But we don't worry about that in the locker room. We try to keep everything, all the outside noise in. It is what it is.
Right side, third row.
Kendall, with all the injuries last year, I know the next man up mentality is pervasive throughout college football, but it ever just kind of get ridiculous that there was really no way to overcome it with all that talent you guys had sidelined because of injuries? And did you ever feel like, I'm next, it's going to happen to me, it's just inevitable at this point?
No, I can't think like that. It got crazy, just guy after guy after guy going down. But it's football, it is next man up. And we kind of learned last year that no matter what, the situation, guys have to step up. And I think that's, that helped us build, our culture for this year. Our guys are coming back healthy. We're coming back, we got a lot of depth at all positions. And I think that helped us for going on in the future. So,
right side, front row.
Kendall, just a few minutes ago, Jay Sean was in here, and he said he wasn't quite sure who the best defensive lineman on the team was. I wonder if you have any input on that.
It's me. I'll tell him that myself, though. So
he said last year's would have been an easier question. Is it a little more difficult this year? You feel like y'all have a few guys who could get that award, or is it yours?
It's mine. I'll make sure I let him know about that, too. We got camp on July 30th, so.